The third question is, have I talked with others who know this ministry close up, but who are not employees of it, who do not have vested interest in it? I do not mean, of course, you should not talk to the employees of ministry. You should. But have I spoken with other people who have seen this ministry at work, even though they're not formally part of it? Proverbs 27, verse 2 says this, and it is probably one of the most violated verses in all of Scripture when it comes to ministries. It says, let another praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. Now, every time we read a fundraising letter or really any other publication of a ministry, we have to keep in mind that these words are coming out of their mouths, obviously, not from an objective third party. And the thing we have to realize is, I'm not saying it's wrong for these materials to be out there. They've got to produce materials. They've got to tell their story. But we need to be very, very careful with that, because I don't know about you, but I fill out a lot of student recommendation forms, you know, students that are applying to college and ministry and missions work and all of that. But now, can you imagine if they were allowed to just fill out the reference forms on themselves and submit it to the organization? And the organization wasn't getting any reference form from anyone else except the student that's applying. It's like a political candidate saying, here's why you should vote for me rather than the other guy. They're fine, listen, but doesn't it make sense to also listen to the other guy and also to ask questions of those who really know this person and ask, what are they doing? So it is right for us to seek confirmation of the effectiveness of a work. Are their ministry stories and reports verifiable? I know of a one-man ministry in a third world country which claims to be planting 300 churches a year. But it's interesting because credible Christian leaders who have worked in the same area for decades have never heard of this man or this ministry. Now, that is what we call a red flag. Most ministry, but there are people faithfully supporting that ministry who simply don't know this, because they get all of their information from one source, that man, that ministry. Now, most ministry groups do not excel at negative self-disclosure. You know, most of us don't excel at it, do we? I don't. I'm not going to get up here and you know, get into a long story about all of the weaknesses in my life or our ministry. There's no time for that, for one thing, but also that's not what this is about. But, you know, you just will not see reports from an organization that talk about, well, this was a year largely of infighting. We had to dismiss a couple of leaders for immorality. We had major misappropriation of funds. It's not going to happen yet as a report. And yet, does that happen in ministries? Of course it does. And it's perfectly appropriate for us to ask, what are your weaknesses? Now, if somebody has to pause for a long time and give some thought to that, it suggests that they haven't given thought to it. That is a red flag. If they can't answer what their weaknesses are, it shows a serious lack of self-evaluation and commitment to self-improvement. Ask your pastor what he knows about this organization's leaders. Missionaries are often good resources. Larger churches like mine have missions pastors who travel extensively and keep abreast of what organizations are doing what. Years ago, when I was a missions pastor at our church, we decided to get involved, I mentioned last night, in feeding the hungry. And so we called Don Smith, who is head of the missions department of Western Seminary in Portland, a veteran missionary in Africa for many years, a founder of Daystar University. And we asked him what famine relief organization he most recommended. Now, he's never worked for a famine relief organization, but he observed dozens and dozens of them at work all over Africa for decades. And immediately, He recommended to us World Relief. They work through the local churches, and the food is distributed most equitably. The credit goes to Christ. It's tied in with evangelism. The local church is central to it. This happens, that happens. They, you know, and so he recommended. Now, that was the beginning of our long-term relationship with this ministry. There are many other organizations that are equally credible and effective, like World Relief. I use as an example just to say, here's a third-party testimony that led us to an organization that we have been extremely pleased with and privileged with to support.